The 2021 almond harvest has already started, and truck after truckload is coming into the Huller. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. One thing you got to think about now is the limited amount of trucks and haulers that are bringing those almonds in, and you got to do something called stockpiling in those hulling yards. Very important to get everything in when it's ready to come in until you get harvest done. Kevin Long is General Manager of Superior Almond Hulling, based in Cantua Creek, Fresno County.
Well, the challenge is, you know, during the harvest season and stockpiling is you've got to keep trailers emptied to keep the harvest going for all the growers who've put their trust in you with their crop.
Of course, a huller is limited on how much they can put through that plant in a 24-hour period.
50, 55 loads is about what we can run, you know, a set of trailers. And at the peak of the season, we're getting 220, 230, almost 240 loads a day. Simple math means you're running 50, 55. That means you've got to put 180 trailer loads down on the ground stockpile to run when the harvest is over because
again, you got to keep those trailers empty to keep that harvest going.
We'll stockpile the almonds, take good care of them, cover them, fumigate them, and run them when time allows, when the harvest is subsided. But our main job is to get the almonds in, get the trailers emptied, whether it be running them or stockpiling them and keeping the harvest going.
Thanks for listening. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.